Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at Strathmore.
Beth Radovsky, and I'm the program event manager.
Awesome. And we're here talking because you'll be hosting Live from the Lawn. It'll be every Wednesday in July and August. And then there's a couple cool Thursday events, too, that we'll get to for kids as well somewhere later in the conversation. But I guess start with the idea of Live from the Lawn. How many summers have you been doing this? Was this like a COVID idea and you've carried it on, or how long has it been going on?
Oh, we've been doing these since the beginning of Strathmore, pretty much. Okay. We started these probably about 38 years ago.
Wow, 38 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And how have you seen it grown over the years since the first one?
I mean, they have grown exponentially, you know, with the campus kind of changing up a little bit. We now have Symphony Park, so we've got great neighbors that come out. It's really just a great event for people to come out in the summer.
You mentioned Symphony Park, so paint us a visual picture of, you know, geographically where it's located. I mean, obviously it's North Bethesda because it's Strathmore, but like once you get to the campus, maybe if our listeners are trying to refamiliarize themselves, but you know, remind them, you know, okay, you get off the metro and here's where you go, kind of thing.
Yeah, so you're going to want to either park in the Metro Garage or take the Metro. Grosvenor Strathmore Metro is the stop that you'll get off. You're going to walk across the pedestrian bridge. You will be greeted by some of our front of house staff and directed up towards the mansion. And it's the lawn that is in front of the mansion, so facing north up Rockville Pike, basically.
Awesome. And explain sort of the idea of having these outside concerts. In addition, I mean, remind everyone, you're still going to be hosting Strathmore, the beautiful space inside Strathmore is still going to be hosting regular events like usual, but this is just sort of like a separate thing to do outside, right?
Exactly. It is a free summer outdoor concert series. You know, it allows everyone to come out and, you know, mingle on the lawn, get some food and just enjoy great music and fun.
All right. So when you say mingle on the lawn, tell them what they need to know. Do they bring blankets? Are chairs allowed? Can they bring their own food and drink? What's the deal?
Yes, definitely bring your own food and drink. Alcohol is not permitted, especially outside alcohol. Hopefully later on in the series, we will have vendors out there selling it. But for right now, we will not have any. So it is not permitted. Pets are also not permitted, but definitely bring a low chair, a blanket, a cooler with your food and non-alcoholic beverages, and just enjoy the show.
Great. So you can bring your own picnic basket, your own food, snacks and whatever, non-alcoholic drinks. Is there going to be any food that they can purchase there, like food trucks or anything?
Yes. So tomorrow we have actually lined up three food trucks along with Ben and Jerry's, the Smoking Swine from Baltimore, Corned Beef King, which is local, as well as Swizzler. So we will definitely have some food options for people tomorrow.
You said the one was Baltimore, and then you said the other one, you said the other was two were local. Where locally?
So Corned Beef King is definitely local. They used to hang out in front of Hank Deedle's. I believe they have their own shop up the road on Rockville Pike in Rockville. I'm not exactly sure where Swizzler is from because one of my colleagues set that one up, but
that's right. I can look that up and tag the, you know, the name of the actual, you know, city or neighborhood that it's from, but everyone remember Hank Deedle's, and then of course the other one from Baltimore. So lots of good options. All right, and so it's free, obviously it's outside. It's free, but do they need to like register ahead of time, or you just show up?
We have been encouraging people to RSVP ahead of time, that way we can send out updates. If we do have weather on its way, we will definitely update people on social media as well as our website, and we will definitely email people if we move inside to the concert hall. But you don't have to RSVP, but we do encourage it.
Okay, cool. And then what time about should they show up, and what time does the music actually start?
So the shows actually start at 7 p.m. Each regular Live from the Lawn is about 75 to 90 minutes in length. The kids concerts, which I know we'll talk about later, are about 60 minutes in length. But definitely show up between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. Claim your spot on the lawn and get some food.
Awesome. Sounds great. All right. Well, without further ado, let's talk about a few of the acts. Obviously, there's a bunch and we'd be here all day if we highlighted every single one. And I know you love every single one and, you know, we're not going to play favorites, but I'll just pick a few. That way you don't have to pick. All right. So let's start with July 6th, the one that's going to be this week, kicking it off tomorrow. DuPont Brass. Tell me about DuPont Brass. I think local people probably remember them, but, you know, explain who they are.
Yeah, DuPont Brass, they are going to bring really great energy, R&B, hip hop, soulful brass. A lot of people will remember them from the DuPont Metro Station as they used to, I'm not sure if they still do perform outside of DuPont, but they definitely used to do that. We're looking at large crowds for them, so we're very excited for DuPont Brass.
Awesome. But on July 13th, Jake Blount, people, maybe if they like some more bluegrass or folk styling.
Yeah, Jake Blount was also a past artist in residence. He's done very well for himself in the past year or two, especially during the pandemic. He is a banjoist, fiddler, singer, and scholar. And he's a great addition to this lineup this summer.
Cool. How about July 20th, Charm City Junction?
Yeah, Charm City Junction, a lot of them were past artists in residence here at Strathmore. They're from Baltimore. They're going to be a fun bluegrass folk group that we've had here many times before.
Cool. And then tell me, there's Elijah Balbed and the Jogo Project?
Yeah, I think it's Elijah Balbed. I could be wrong. Yeah, so Elijah, I'm sound like a broken record here. He was also an artist in residence, and several of the people that perform with him were also part of that program. This is jazz and go-go infusion. So this will be a really great show for people who love go-go specifically.
Oh, that's going to be really cool. All right. How about the Bobby Thompson Band?
Bobby Thompson is a local artist. He does blues and rock and roll. You've probably seen his name on different lineups around the area. He's going to be great.
And then is it Ladama? Ladama?
Ladama. Yep. I'm actually probably most excited for this show. It is women from across the Americas. So it's going to be a Latina vibe out there.
Great, great. And then maybe one more of the regular ones before we do the kids series. Let's talk about Shayna Steele.
Shayna Steele, we're very excited to have her. She was supposed to perform in 2020. Obviously, with the pandemic, it couldn't happen. So we're very excited for her. She is a soulful songstress. So we're very excited to finally have her perform with us.
Okay, great. So that's sort of, you know, the regular Live from the Lawn stuff on the Wednesdays. And then there's also that Uke Fest, but let's not hit that in this because I'm going to do a whole, we've already talked to Strathmore. We're going to do a whole follow up on the Uke Fest again this year. We do that, I think, the last couple of years. So we'll do a whole separate, you know, piece on that. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the aforementioned cool concerts for kids is what you're calling it. I guess the first one of those will be on Thursday, July 14th, Elena Moon Park.
Yes, our Cool Concerts for Kids is a new series that we're starting. We tried to do it in 2020. We obviously couldn't, so we're trying to bring it in for this summer. It will be July 14th, 28th, and August 11th, and we're going to have some cool activities for the kids. We're going to have a hand and arm painter. So instead of a face painter, it will be a hand/arm painter. So, and that will be a free activity. We will also have coloring books available and crayons for kids to take and, you know, have fun during the concert, as well as lots of giveaways at our marketing table/tent. So.
Oh, cool. So there'll be those, you know, tattooings and everything every time.
Yes.
Cool. And then what about the artist? Elena Moon Park, do we know anything about her?
Yes. So she is a Korean American musician. So she will be doing Korean American folk for this show.
All right, cool. And then after that, another cool concert for kids is Pierce Freelon. You're calling it Black to the Future. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Pierce Freelon is actually going to be one of our cool concerts for kids. He will be the second one on July 28th. It's going to blend hip hop, electronic jazz, and soul for kids, which is going to be really great.
All right, cool. And then I guess one final one of the cool concerts for kids. We got Sonia De Los Santos and the Okie Dokie Brothers. All right, that's a cool name. What's this one?
Yeah, this one is probably the one I'm most excited about for the cool concerts for kids. The Okie Dokie Brothers are a folk Americana duo. They are Grammy winners. Sonia De Los Santos is a Mexican songstress. She is amazing. They're all amazing. And it is a bilingual program. It's just about friendship and music and all of it just coming together.
Sounds great. All right. Well, before we run, I mean, it's a great lineup. I guess before we go, pretend I'm not even here. Speak directly to listeners and just do hey, everybody, come on out. It's going to be fun.
Hey, everybody, come on out to Strathmore's Live from the Lawn, our free outdoor summer concert series starting on Wednesdays in July.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.